So we have Rashima, Angela, Kelly, Kathy, and do we need one more for Quara?
I'm not sure.
What it depends on what the established quorum is. It's usually like a percentage of expected participants, and I'm not sure what the bylaws say.
I think Rob is supposed to be joining us. I'm going to send Erica a quick text. I know she's still in Florida.
So this isn't the public meeting then. This is just us, right?
This is the public meeting. Yeah. Let's give it 3 more minutes. Just need to get one more.
We have 7 board members, right? Isn't there 7 of us?
Jim?
I thought 6.
Because we're only missing Erica, Jim, and Rob, right? Oh, no, we do have one more. We do have an additional parent.
All right.
So we do need one more. Okay.
Do you mind if I just move to approve last meeting's minutes so we can get that out of the way?
I don't know if you can without quorum.
Oh, that's just what you took it. My bad.
Yeah.
All right. So we just give it some time. We do have three possible folks who are running a little late. And just want to also say that Sam was not feeling well, so she will not be able to make the meeting tonight. So it'll just be us. And for those of you who just might log in, Jim is not able to make it either tonight. So we're coming.
Wishing everybody love and light. I know I saw Sam on the Zoom a couple of days ago, and she looked absolutely horrible. So I'm wishing her well and hope that she's getting better.
Yeah. All right, we have Erica. Hey, Erica, joining us from Orlando. Welcome. Erica, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Awesome. You may not be able to talk right away, but we definitely needed you for a quorum, so we're glad you're able to join us. We know you are joining us from the school and class trip. You're still down with students, so we're going to go ahead and get started. Sam is
okay. Sorry for the delay. We're mid shifting things around here, but I'm here.
All right, awesome.
I don't apologize, please.
So, is it warm down there? Oh, she's on mute. I'm sure it's warmer than it is here, although it was pretty nice today.
Wow. It was beautiful down there with some cloudy and some rain. When I got back here today, it was so cold. So I guess it's perspective coming from Florida. But yeah. So, but definitely want to be respectful of everyone's time. Thank you. And, Sam is unable to make it, so I definitely we do have a quorum now, so we can go with your suggestion, Angela, now as far as approving past minutes.
I move to approve last month's meeting minutes.
I'll
all
second.
Those in favor. Thank you.
Aye.
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 The motion has been seconded.
All right, can we have attendance in our meeting tonight? We have Kelly, we have Kathy, we have Rashima, we have Angela, Erica, and we have Aquara. All right, is there any public comment tonight? All right. No public comment. All Then we're going to skip the principal's reports right now, and we'll do some general school updates when I present. Michelle, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome.
All right.
We will have the financial report.
All right. Taking a look at the financial report, what we're showing is we're almost three quarters of the way through the year. So as of February 28th, we are 67% through the year. On the revenue side, there's not much change in there other than the spend down of the federal grants that's happening at the moment. And then we're just still waiting for the contribution to come in from the foundation to support the AmeriCorps tutors that are working at the school. So total revenue that's recognized year to date is 83%. So that's 5.7 million of the 6.9 million budget that's actually been recognized. On the expense side, we're showing that facilities and maintenance is running a little higher than budget right now. It's at 71%. We budgeted 1.1 million, 843 has been expended. It looks like utilities are spiking and are a lot higher than what we initially budgeted there. So we're gonna have to take a look to see what's happening on with utilities because it's already exceeded the amount that we had for the budget. For instructional support running just about at budget at 64%. We've budgeted 6 million there and 3.8 million has been received. Computers though is over budget at the moment. We budgeted for computers at 33,000 and there was a big purchase that was made. So now we're over budget in this line item by 83,000. Wow. So I got to take a look at that to see if that's something that can be covered under a federal grant and if an amendment needs to be made. So we're going to have to take a look at that to see what's happening there. But right now, computer supplies are significantly over budget. Transportation is running just slightly under budget at 58%. We did budget $746,000 and $429,000 of that has been expended year to date. So the total expenses are at 64% of budget at $5.1 million. And the school currently is operating at a net surplus of $606,000. The ending fund balance as of February 28th was 1.9 million. Any questions at all about anything that you saw on the report?
Hi, Ms. So this is Kira. I do have a question. Utilities, was that for the apartment for the fellows or just for the school?
It's going to be for the apartments because your utilities are wrapped up in your rent for CEB. So you wouldn't have any utility expenses on the school side. So this would be related to the apartments that you guys are paying for the tutors.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
I have a quick question, Michelle too. As far as it has the local funds, it has includes the food services. Mm-hmm. I saw that that's over budget. Is that just because we got more money than we originally were going to get?
The line item for food service is showing under budget. It's showing nothing's been expended thus far, and we budget a small amount of $500, which I think is really for food related to meetings.
Not that one, Michelle. The one that's under state funds. It's for the, I guess the approved budget was $1.6 million.
Oh, yeah. charges to school districts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what it's showing is that there's a positive variance there and it was related to your CSD settlement funds, the Christina School District settlement funds. So that actually came in higher than what was anticipated. They actually just uploaded that money during February. So that's a positive variance where you got, $8,300 more in revenue than we anticipated.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? If no, that's all that I have.
I guess I'll just ask.
Has to vote on the web report, which is just a consolidation of the detailed report.
I don't know if you guys can hear me because my service tends to be pretty bad. It's not the most important question. I'm just curious to know if outside of the the last bullet point that came in higher than we expected. Were there any other surprises, or we felt pretty on track with what came in and what went out?
On the revenue side, no surprises. I think we're not really going to see anything other than that came through during the month of February. Really, it's just going to be to spend down of federal funds to recognize the revenue that generates. And really right now, just the amount of the contribution that will come from the foundation. Those are really kind of the two things that are out there that we'll see between now and year end, but not expecting any other type of surprises on the revenue side. And then on the expense side, we just need to make sure that we're keeping those expenses in line with the budget, because this budget is a pretty slim budget. So we got to have some good controls. The school wants to have good controls in place in order to make sure that we are, we are keeping control of expenses, making sure that you're staying in budget. You really don't have room to really let this budget get away from you. So it will require administration to manage the budget to make sure you're staying within the line items, to make sure that we don't end the year in an even higher deficit than what we've already got budgeted to be listed. All right, if no other questions, I guess Leland, you can go ahead and request the vote to approve the web report.
All right, do we have a recommendation to approve the web report?
I'll make a motion to approve the the web report.
A second, this is Kira.
All right, sounds good. If nothing else for me, I'll say goodbye, and everybody have a really good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
All right. So with that being said, that concludes the financial report, Michelle Lambert, and budget update. We're going to move on to the executive report for our student spotlight this month. We're going to just highlight the entire senior class, but particularly the seniors that just went on a trip to Florida. We will be sure to bring back a slideshow at our next meeting, just highlighting some of the activities that our students had a chance to participate. It was phenomenal for some of our students to get out of their community and go and visit and celebrate, right? And be celebrated. Universal Studios was amazing. I definitely want to also highlight the staff spotlight kind of combined with Kara and Erica and another staff person we call Hindi, Ms. Henderson. Mrs. Henderson, they did an amazing job coordinating our students. We took 30 some students to Florida, and I just want to give them 30 seconds. I know it may be tough, 30 seconds to just really share a highlight that you guys have experienced with our students this week.
You want me to share a highlight?
Yes. Yeah. You,
Mr. Kent, this is one of the first times and trips that you've gone on in a while. I feel like you should share a highlight from the trip.
All right. Well,
yeah.
I'll be happy to. So thank you for pushing it back. So for me, it was good to go and enjoy spending time with our students. Letting my hair down with them. And being able to go on rides and got on a ride, a roller coaster, which is the number one roller coaster in my life. Time that I experienced at Universal Studios, and just to see the students able to just be free, be independent. They were so well behaved and represented not just Great Oaks but Delaware very well. And so I'm ecstatic and looking forward to seeing them finish the year strong with their prom and graduation coming up. But those students who were not able to go on this trip, we are also planning a DC regional trip for the students that wasn't able to go on the Florida trip to go to Washington, DC. So there is a double trip for seniors, both to Universal Studios and one to DC. But man, looking forward to the prom, which is next. Thank you, Erica.
Yeah, and just to piggyback off of that, I will share one or two things. Some of our kids who made it on the trip have never, been out of the state, let alone been, on a plane. So it was a first for some of them for that. So just seeing some of them get a chance to experience some new things, something different that they've never done before, getting away from home, spending time with their friends where it wasn't anything academic, involved at the time was good to see. And, every time I asked and checked in with different groups, they all said they were having fun. They had a good time. And that's really what it was all about. We wanted them to be able to have that. Because last year at this point, we weren't even sure if we were going to do it because, everything was still so up in the air with COVID and, restrictions in different places. So it was good to see that we pulled it off and that they were able to go and have a good time. So thank you. And also thank you to those of you who contributed, and it helped us, finance a decent part of the trip. But we're still fundraising because now there's prom and graduation. So feel free to keep pushing out that GoFundMe link, because now we're a full speed ahead for prom, which is May 26th. So we're on to the next thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I say kudos for those of you who were able to contribute. And Erica, before you got on the call, I also got different board members who have already agreed to continue to contribute for events coming up. So I really thank you for your generosity, and thank you for your support to make this year special for our first graduating class. And thank you, Erica. Thank you, Kara. Thank you, Hindi. And I also want to thank all of our staff who held it down back at our campus at the CEB while we were going to, because that was a feat to continue to operate at a high level with most of us going. And so that brings me to the next line item, and that is the recruitment update. April 1st is a big date because it is the unit count where schools have to be at 80% of what their enrollment is, and our enrollment for next year. Our enrollment for next year is 325, and we have to be 80% of that. And as of April 1st, we actually, our number, we are at 260, but as of Friday, we were at 255 in the morning, but we are actually have met the mark as of this meeting and as of this call. So looking forward.
Hey. Congratulations.
Thank you. And so we're looking forward to continuing hard work by our staff, our community, our school partners, and meeting that mark, because it has been a journey with the pandemic and really connecting with families. But we're not going to stop here. We are aiming to continue to have open houses, because that's where we are able to do now. We're looking forward to reporting back that we're somewhere above 260, between 260 and 265 right now. But our goal by May is to be around 285, where our number is right now at unit count for September 30th. So kudos to the staff. Kudos to we got quite a few siblings, children that already, or students that already go to Great Oaks, their siblings are coming, and word of mouth is definitely traveling. And we definitely want to thank Kuumba Charter School of Newcastle for really being partners and you know, giving us the opportunity to reach out to their families. All right, and definitely want to highlight that we are looking forward to hosting you, our board, in a spring walkthrough that's set for April 26th. We're looking forward to have you tour our classrooms, get a chance to engage some students, and actually just be with us for a walkthrough. And we hope that this will be a great opportunity, especially coming off of the pandemic, where you're able to see firsthand what's happening as we're finishing out the year strong. Any questions? Yeah, go ahead.
Is there a time for that?
Yeah. That's...
Yeah. I know that it's scheduled for the 26th. We do probably, we will have an agenda maybe in the morning or afternoon. We'll probably send out a doodle poll for your schedules to see what works best for both of you, to see what works, and then we'll fit it around your schedules based on the doodle poll.
Okay. Yeah, I can't do the afternoon 26th, but I could do the morning.
All right. So, all right, we'll take note of that, and maybe if it is a mix and mix, we can do some in the morning, we can do some in the afternoon, but either way, we will make it happen. And we're looking forward to hosting you and, you know, definitely allowing some of our students to see you guys live and direct. And with that, as far as the general school updates, we are finishing the year strong. We've had SATs testing. We've done MAP testing, and we are preparing for our state testing that's coming up in May, our DESA testing. And to get prepared for DESA testing, we are opening up school on Saturday for Saturday school to help students have the opportunity to play catch up and enrichment to get catch up on the work that they may have missed during the pandemic. And we're also planning and preparing for a robust summer enrichment program where students will be able to go to school in the summer for a 3 to 4 week summer program. And that is going to start about a week after the school lets out in June. And with that being said, I wanted to open it up that we will begin to plan next year based on the student recruitment and our enrollment. We'll begin to map out and make offer letters to all of our staff, all of our teachers, and we will be building next year's roster based on the student population. We got quite a few new eighth graders this year where we will actually have 2 eighth grade classes next year based on the number of new eighth graders that we got during enrollment, which was awesome. That is something that we did not necessarily see coming, but that is going to be great because next year when we are recruiting ninth graders, we will already have close to somewhere between 50 and 60 eighth graders. So it will be that much easier as far as recruitment for ninth grade next year. And we also, we got just as many ninth graders going into new ninth graders coming in. And we got new 10th graders and a few new 11th graders. But overall, in the last couple of weeks, I think the number of pre-registrations reached over 40 some pre-registrations, which is awesome. We can build on that moment, build on that momentum.
Great job.
Yeah. All right. So wanted to open it up for any questions that you may have for any general school updates.
I just want to say congratulations again, because I know I've been on the phone with y'all and just talking to different folks, and we just know how challenging it's been. And, you know, the board and all of us at some point this year, we're going to do something, you guys, specifically with the leadership, and we got to do something. But it's just been quite acceptable. You guys really, like, pulled it out, and congratulations. And I know there's a lot of calls and everything, but you should be really proud of yourselves. And we're just sending you love and light and gratitude for your hard work and wishes for rest. I deserve real rest, especially as I hear you opening up school on Saturday. There's just sort of no dearth of work to do, and it's not lost on this public you guys are. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Angela. I really want to lift up the staff for their hard work, their commitment, and I also want to lift up the students who are currently here too, because it's their voices, their experience, that really the word of mouth began to travel and open up doors. When we did outreach to families, it was because of those relationships and connections that we were able to meet most of the families that did pre-registration. So beyond that, definitely am looking forward to planning with the staff what this upcoming summer is going to look like, and also what next year is going to look like. And we are looking forward to adding another team member in the beginning of next month. And many of you have talked to and have interviewed the new person. We won't share it tonight publicly, but we will be sharing it soon when we get the okay from that person, but you guys know who it is, and looking forward to at the next board meeting making it official. So it's official, but it's not public yet. So with that being said, in that position, just so it will be for the chief operating officer. So we're excited about that. And with that being said, that concludes the executive session. As far as the report, I'm sorry, the executive report. And I want to thank everyone for making this night possible with everything that's going on. And we wish our board members, as well as the staff that were not able to make it tonight because of the emergencies, we wish you well. And if you need any support, please let us know so we can be of support of you and your family. And with that, I hand it back over to you.
Leland, are we doing an executive session? I was just curious.
Yes, I do want to do an executive session just to be able to answer, some questions that need to be answered, and on my end as well as on your, get some input from you guys. Won't be long, maybe like 15 minutes.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. All right, thank you, everyone.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.